It's a pretty pleasant Wednesday afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. The day did start off rather gloomy in spots, and there were even a few showers well south of Albany late last night and first thing this morning. But as the day has moved along, the sunshine has gone to work, breaking free from behind the clouds, and temperatures have warmed up nicely into the 70s in many spots. This is likely to be the nicest day for the remainder of the work week, so if you have an opportunity to get outside late this afternoon into early this evening, you may want to do so because it looks like the next couple of days will be stormy and unsettled, at least at times. And in the short term, we may even see a passing shower or rumble of thunder, especially across the northern elevations moving in through the late day and early evening hours. So keep that in mind. Most areas, though, look to stay dry over the next several hours. Then it turns stormy later tonight as the storm approaches from the southwest, so it will remain mostly cloudy through the night, and we're likely to see rain break out, especially south of I-90, later tonight into tomorrow morning. Then through the day tomorrow, that area of rain will work its way from south to north, so across the North Country, we're likely to start off dry tomorrow and then end wet. For the rest of the area, conditions will be rather damp at times through the day with periods of showers. I'll also mention that the wind will be a bit gusty, especially in the higher elevations coming up tomorrow into tomorrow night, so that is something else to keep in mind. Now, temperatures tomorrow will be near 60 in many spots. It'll be warmer across the north where that rain it will be delayed, at least for a portion of the day. Then as the rain begins and it gets going, we're likely to see those temperatures fall off, likely into the low 50s by late tomorrow afternoon. So tomorrow will be a day that you may want to have that heavier coat ready to go as it will feel rather damp and raw, especially after lunchtime. Rain could briefly be heavy, especially tomorrow night into Friday morning, and it looks like New England may see a little more rain than New York coming up as this storm comes through. We're likely to see showers at times through the day on Friday. It does appear the storm will exit in time for Saturday, so the start to the long weekend is looking pretty comfortable. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of a shower this evening, low 48 to 56. Tomorrow, becoming cloudy with showers developing, breezy in the higher terrain with highs in the 60s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain late, low 48 to 56. Tomorrow, cloudy with periods of rain, breezy in the higher terrain, with a high around 60. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy with rain developing, low 48 to 56. Tomorrow, cloudy with periods of rain, breezy in the higher terrain, a high around 60. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain late, low 48 to 56. Tomorrow, cloudy with periods of rain, breezy in the higher terrain, with a high around 60. Region-wide on Friday, mostly cloudy with rain from time to time, still somewhat on the cool and raw side with highs in the 50s and 60s, and then on Saturday, partly sunny and pleasant, with a high of 70 to 75. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.